This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our community podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and it's my pleasure to have in the studio with me today Sarah Verrin, who is from Brain Tumour Support NZ. Welcome, Sarah.
Kia ora, Roseanne. Thank you so much for having me chat to you today.
Yeah, no, look, really looking forward to our chat and hearing all about Brain Tumour Support NZ. And I know you've got an amazing fundraiser that's coming up as well. So maybe firstly we'll start and let our listeners know who exactly Brain Tumour Support NZ is.
Sure, thank you. So Brain Tumour Support was founded in 2019, and it arose, I guess, from an unmet need for more holistic support outside the clinical setting for people diagnosed with brain tumours. And so over the past years, our services have grown and developed, and so we offer a range of different supports, which include brain boxes, which is, I guess, one of our core supports. These are free and are sent out to anybody in New Zealand, including their caregivers who are diagnosed with a brain tumour. And for many, that's the first connect point into our services. And from there, they are supported with bespoke navigation of some of the different supports and services they might need along their journey. We also link people with peer-to-peer support, so through support friends. We also host a range of online support groups every month that range from low-grade brain tumours to high-grade brain tumours for patients and their caregivers. And we also are quite active in the advocacy and research space. And so that includes advocating for better treatment pathways, access to medication, and just making the wider community aware of our work.
And talking about the brain boxes, I've actually seen them. I've actually even helped from a voluntary perspective in putting some of them together. And there's some amazing little gifts that are included in those boxes, you know, whether it's even just things like, you know, some specialty teas and, you know, it might be just something, little reading materials that you've got in there. And there's always something in there for the whānau as well as the person themselves, isn't there?
Absolutely.
And then, of course, and normally, I'm not sure if you still include, but the lovely brainy beanies themselves.
Yes, we do. We do. So in our brain box, it comes with 7 patient guides, and that offers a range of different information and I guess information that is articulated in a much more user-friendly way. So what we've found to be super valuable in those patient guides is, you know, a glossary of questions that people can take when they go to their specialist appointments, because you don't know what you don't know. So often people are quite overwhelmed and scared with this diagnosis, and it can be pretty devastating really for people. And so, you know, being able to have a bunch of questions that they can ask has been proved really helpful. But yes, like you've mentioned, there's a bunch of different wellness things in there. So we have wheat packs, we have tea, we have biscuits, we have drink bottles, and then of course our brainy beanies. And you know, these boxes, they're put together by a team of amazing volunteers every week from our office in Hamilton, and we send out probably on average between 8 to 10 of these a week. Over the past year, we've increased to kind of over 300 brain boxes that we've sent out to people throughout the country. And since its inception in 2021, we've sent out over 1,090 of these.
Wow.
So, you know, and the need is growing. I mean, just this week, we've had 12 requests for brain boxes, and that's all people who have been diagnosed with tumours.
It's quite astounding, isn't it, when you think about, you know, the statistics of how many people themselves or a whānau member has been diagnosed with a brain tumour.
Absolutely.
There's
1,200 people diagnosed with a brain tumour of any form in New Zealand and each year, and there's about 2,400 people living with one currently. Yeah. So, you know, those are big numbers.
They are indeed big numbers, indeed. And I know you've also developed, you know, whether it's, dare I say, I'm very unfortunate with any young person who's been diagnosed as well. And I know you sort of personalise the brain boxes a little bit for them, don't you? And I think you have specialty guides in particular for the whānau. And
we do. So we have a dedicated brain box for children, and we also have a dedicated website called Brain Tumour Support Kids. And in our children's boxes, you're quite right, we do personalise those, and we include gifts and toys and activities for children. And we also include a wonderful education guide that has been developed and supported by Starship and the Ministry of Education and various child psychologists who have really helped to put the content of this book together. And what it does is it supports educators and whānau around what it's going to be like when their child goes back to school after a diagnosis.
Really invaluable information for them to have, because obviously, you know, while the child's, you know, going through the treatment or just even that initial diagnosis phase, you know, family are thinking quite differently to then when that's actually going back to school, isn't it? And then now, how do we operate in that
Absolutely.
Mode?
Absolutely. And we have got our Facebook group. So we have a Parents Connect group. We have a patients group and caregivers groups, and they're all closed Facebook groups that you have to obviously answer a few questions to join. But the great thing about those is they are a really safe, non-judgmental space for people to ask questions and connect with others who kind of get it. And really that's what we're all about is, you know, when we look at our tagline, In It Together, it's about walking that journey with people every step of the way. And, you know, everyone in our organisation, from governance to the operations team, has been connected or has a lived experience of brain tumours themselves. And so that, you know, really enables us to work from that place of really understanding what that's like for somebody on that journey.
Yeah, and whether that's the person themselves that has the tumour or their whānau
Absolutely.
Members as well. Yeah, most definitely. And included in those brain boxes we talked about was your lovely, amazing brainy beanies,
yes.
Which was probably one of the very first fundraising campaigns you had. And that's still going, I believe.
It sure is. I think we're into our fifth year of brainy beanies. And, you know, last year was a pretty momentous year. We took the brainy beanies down to Christchurch and we had the field days. This year we're taking them to field days again and have the same kind of setup right outside the health hub with our big marquee outside, and we'll have all of our beanies displayed and for sale. And, you know, this year we're starting to see the creations come in already. We put the call out for beanies earlier in January, and I guess what sits with me for this is that it's become more than just a fundraiser for us. It's about a connection of community. So, you know, years ago when I first started in the role, I connected with, you know, rest homes and retirement villages and community organisations that had groups that liked to knit and create.
Yep.
And it's now kind of morphed into this amazing community of people who, you know, choose to support us by creating these amazing beanies. And so far we've received over 6,000 beanies since
wow.
we started this, since Sarah Gibb, one of our trustees and our chair, started this initiative. And, you know, it is so exciting seeing these bags of beanies and boxes of beanies arrive on my doorstep. It's super exciting unwrapping them. And people are just incredibly talented. It blows me away. And so incredibly generous with what they will create and the time that they've taken to knit for us.
Because you also have people all over the country, isn't
we
it?
We do.
So you've got people who have, you know, obviously donating the wool that they use and then the postage to send them to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We do offer a free postage service. So if you're thinking about creating for us, but, you know, postage is a little bit out of reach, just, you know, email us, because we will send you out a pre paid bag for your beanies, and you know that means that helps a little bit with postage, because you know wool is not cheap.
No,
it's not. Yeah, you know, and so this year we've got a whole bunch of new and exciting beanies that we're photographing at the moment and putting up on our website. All adults beanies are $25 and all children's beanies are $10. They're all handmade. Many of them are wool, some are a mix of different fibres. But they're all gorgeous and, you know, all individual. And, you know, this year we'll, as I said, we'll be taking them to field days. And there'll be a number of pop-up events around the Waikato that we'll be attending with the beanies.
Yeah, and they are amazing beanies. I've actually got two myself. And
Only two.
And I also have, my mum's got one, and I've given away another couple as well. I keep joking to my family that that's what they're going to get for Christmas. Maybe I need to look at their birthdays, which are more likely in the winter season than Christmas time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, like it's an easy gift. What I found was it was great to be able to send to family who live, you know, on the other side of the world, because, you know, it's cold there. So, you know, our beanies have been to Nepal, they've been to Sweden. We've had photos of people who have been wearing them in far-flung lands. And it's just awesome to see how this has just created this amazing kind of following for people and for the organisation as well. You know, as you said, every single Brain Box gets a beanie. Yeah, we're very appreciative of the support we get.
Yeah. All right. Hey, and so if anyone wants to know how do I go about actually buying one of these beanies without actually going to field days or anything, how do they go about that?
So they can pop onto our website, which is just braintumorsupport.org.nz. They have a beanie section at the top, and it can in the shop tab, and that goes through obviously to all of our beanies. You can, if you want to create, there is a little section in there that says calling all creators, and it gives you full information about how you can create for us. And we're also putting the call out for businesses or organisations that might want to support us through selling a crate of beanies. So how that works is that we pop round to your business with a crate of beanies, and it's got posters and full instructions around how to pay for the beanies with QR codes that scan right through to our website, and instructions on how to pay for them. And you can display these however you want, and you know that's a good way that you can choose to support us by selling beanies at your workplace.
What a great initiative. Yeah, hey, that's a great idea. And look, there are a lot of businesses out there. They might not have the cash that they can provide in any sponsorship form, but just in kind by being that middleman type of person, or just another outlet for people to be able to access the beanies.
I mean, how cool would it be to see, you know, a local sports team wearing our beanies, or, you know, mum and dad on the sideline all in a brainy beanie?
Yeah, and for those that haven't seen any of the beanies before, they do have a little label on them that just does say Brainy Beanies, so you can soon tell if someone's also got a Brainy Beanie or not. So, and if they don't, maybe suggest that they hop onto your website and go and purchase a Brainy Beanie for a fantastic cause. And I think that's one of the great things I love about it is, yes, we can all go and buy beanies at a lot of different shops around, but the fact that you know that the money you're paying for the Brainy Beanie is actually going for such a well worth cause, and to help people who are obviously unfortunately being diagnosed or for their whānau, and to support them through that journey.
Absolutely.
Great. All right. So that's one amazing fundraiser. And we're now going to move on to the next one that you've got coming up, which is a little bit out there, isn't it? Tell us
sure
about
is.
It.
It sure is. So I think, you know, the context around what we do to fundraise for our organisation, I think, comes from many in the not-for-profit spaces. I guess the need to diversify your funding, and you know, we don't receive any government funding, we don't receive any government contracts, so we're purely reliant on grants and, you know, fundraising and donations from different places throughout New Zealand. So we kind of wanted to change things up a bit and see what we could do to be a little bit more out there in that space. So May is Brain Tumour Awareness Month, and, you know, with that is a number of initiatives through our fundraising platform, No Going Back, for people to run their own fundraisers or do their own events to support us. And so that's one way that you can choose to support us. But we thought, why not do something as an organisation? And we thought, you know, many charities like to do a big gala where everyone dresses up in their beautiful clothing and they have their gorgeous, you know, charity galas, but we decided to do something a little bit different. So we are hosting an event on the 23rd of May called A Night to Raise an Outrageous Fortune, and it's channeling the cult hit show Outrageous Fortune, and it is a Bogan Bingo night. So we're hosting this at the Melville Rugby Club, and it's on Saturday the 23rd of May from 6:30. And we've got a gentleman coming over from Tauranga to facilitate that for us, and he is well known for doing these kinds of events. And so we'll have some live auctions and some silent auctions. We've got raffles, we've got prizes. We'll have a headbanging competition, and we'll have an air guitar competition. And everyone just gets a chance to dress up in their best Bogan attire and have a really fun night raising some money for a great cause. Because, you know, we all know that brain tumours don't discriminate, and we wanted to do something a little bit different, a little bit out there, and a little less, I guess, the norm.
Yeah, I love it. And I think probably people might have a little bit more in their wardrobe that is synonymous with the Bougainville, or I suppose back in the 80s, sort of.
Well, Hamilton used to be called the Bogan capital of New Zealand.
Yeah,
so, you know,
so
I think somewhere, it's very fitting.
It is, hiding in the back of your wardrobe somewhere, you know, that outfit that you thought one day, you never know, it might come back into fashion.
Well, great night to bring it out.
Yeah, so whether that's the black leather jacket or whether it is the tartan, I can see on your flyer that you've got there is a bit of tartan. It reminds me of the Bay City Rollers. I am now showing my age.
Yes, band and back always in the, love a little bit of leopard.
Yes, Def Leppard is another one of my favourites from way back. That's for sure. I think that's an awesome concept, actually. As you say, just something that little bit different. And I love the take on the name as well. You know, sort of looking at how you can, A Night to Raise an Outrageous Fortune, playing on the actual TV program. That was such an icon, such a hit, wasn't it, back in the day?
It sure was. But, you know, I think the idea really at the end of the day is just to get an awesome crowd of people, fill a room, have some laughs, have some fun, and let's raise some money for, you know, for people who are impacted by this diagnosis.
Right. So what's the cost to have a table or come along? How does that all work?
So we've got a ticketing site, and it's on our Facebook page as an event, and it's also on our website, and it's also through Event Finder and Eventbrite. And it's $40 per ticket, per individual. You can buy a table of six or a table of eight for the same price. Essentially, it's $40 per person, whether you buy an individual or buy a table. There are options to sponsor parts of the event if you wanted to become a if you wanted to partner with us and sponsor a table or sponsor parts of the event, you get your tickets included in your cost. We're going to be doing Kiwiana themed finger food, you know, so we're talking cheese rolls, sausage rolls, lolly cake, all the Kiwi favourites.
Yep. Yum.
We've got a licensed bar, and and hopefully the event will be themed in appropriateness.
Sounds a very outrageous time ahead for people. So, yeah, I think, look, it's just a big shout out there for someone who's looking for something a little bit different, people who are into maybe, you know, some sort of bingo type of evening, and the auctions that you've got coming up. Great time to come along, and $40 is, you know, these days it's great opportunity to go towards a cause that's so well deserving.
Absolutely. I mean, that $40 includes all of your bingo, and it includes finger food, and includes there'll be some spot prizes and stuff in there as well. So, you know, I think it's a reasonable, you know, reasonably good price point, I think.
Especially as it's a fundraiser, you know.
Totally.
and obviously looking at, as you said, looking to diversify, so you're not so reliant on grant funding, and picking up on that around how no government funding or contracts, and it's really tough out there for all these advocacy type groups, which is so important and play such a massive role for either the person that's been diagnosed with some cause, or for their whānau, just to have that support mechanism in place, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, support comes in the most unexpected ways. And, you know, we've seen that through different people that have donated towards us or chosen to support us in different ways. And, you know, I think that the generosity that people show, you know, is wonderful in times which are, you know, which are tough for people. But I think at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that we can offer, or we can continue, I guess, to offer the supports and services and grow new supports and services for the people that need it. You know, we've got some clearly identified areas that we need to develop some new services for, particularly for caregivers and particularly for that end-of-life care, and we can't do that if we don't have the base funding, obviously, to, you know, to keep us going. And I think that, you know, we see people come out of the clinical setting with very little other than their discharge letter. And, you know, they just don't get the holistic support and that wraparound support that they need, because they get discharged with this letter and sent home and basically have to fend for themselves.
Mm. And then that's when they might jump online to Google and Dr. Google and try to make head or tail of things. And quite often it's hard to tell now what's real news and what's fake news these
days.
Yeah, whereas at least what you're doing is you're providing them with that that material, those resources, and that one-on-one support as well.
Yes, and making sure that the information, which is something that, you know, we're really committed to doing, is actually relevant and it is easy to read, easy to understand, and timely, because everyone is obviously at a different stage in their brain tumour. I mean, I don't really like to use the word journey, because it's probably not a journey that most people would want to be going on.
Mm.
But the reality is, it is a journey of sorts.
Yes.
And, you know, everyone's at different stages. And so if we can, you know, we can make sure that we are there at any given stage for them, then, you know, that means that we're doing our job well. And, you know, we do get some amazing feedback from people who have found our services, and, you know, found it to be super beneficial and valuable, and at a time when they've been really doing it tough, and to receive that brain box and just that box of kindness, I guess, from someone quite unexpected.
It just shows that there's someone else out there that cares, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
That they're not alone going through this, I know the word journey, but that there are other people out there who do care and want to provide that support. Just going back to how they found you, how do people find Brain Tumour Support Trust if, you know, if they themselves or if someone from their whānau has just been recently diagnosed?
So there's several different ways, Roseanne, but the most common ways are, as you said before, Googling. So Googling, you know, Brain Tumour Support, essentially. We tend to come up the top there of that search list. People will get referred to us from the hospital and from their specialist team, and often it's word of mouth as well.
Yep. Okay. No, that's good to know. And also too, it could be that the whānau does the referral. Doesn't have to be the person themselves, does it?
No, we will often get referrals from people on behalf of others.
Yep.
And we will often get referrals from people who might only know that person, you know, they might not necessarily be a family member. They might be someone that just knows someone that will refer them to our services. And we get people coming to us saying, look, we've only just read about you, we've only just learned about you, how can you help us?
Yep.
And so that's when we tap into the Brain Box, because the Brain Box is, as I said before, generally the first point of connection into our services. And from there, Kim, our support navigator, will then connect with each person one-to-one and ask them if there's any more that we can do for them. And sometimes that's nothing. Sometimes they are where they are in their journey, and sometimes there's things that people need that we can offer them support with. So that could be things like when someone's undergoing radiation, you can't drive, and so how can we tap into getting support for transport for them? If someone has lost their hair, for example, where could we go to get support for wigs? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, how if someone is struggling financially because they can't work, because they've obviously had a diagnosis and they're too unwell to work, how might we be able to tap into getting support from Work and Income?
Right, so a lot of support out there for the person themselves or for their whānau, which is so awesome to hear. So look, we've only got a minute to go, Sarah, so if we just maybe recap on the amazing fundraiser that you've got coming up and also the website for people to go to get any information they're looking for.
Yes, so it's called, we're hosting a night to raise an outrageous fortune, Saturday the 23rd of May, Bogan Bingo. And if you jump on to our website, braintumorsupport.org.nz, on the front banner there is a link there to be able to buy your tickets through the ticketing site. Likewise, it's we've created an event on our Facebook page, which is just Brain Tumor Support New Zealand. The actual website's really long, so I won't spell it out here. So if you jump onto those two places and you can buy tickets, and we would love to see as many people as there as possible.
That's great, that's awesome. So that's your Saturday night on the 23rd of May already sorted for you, peoples. And you're having it at the Melville Rugby Club, isn't it? That's right.
That's right.
And apart from that, if starting to get a little bit cooler out there and maybe thinking about going and buying a beanie or maybe donating a beanie to someone else, you can also jump onto your website and look at buying one of those specialty beanies.
Absolutely.
Or if you're heading out to field days, you'll be able to find them right by the health hub. That's correct?
That's correct.
All right. That's awesome. All right. Well, look, thank you, Sarah, for coming in and having a chat to me about Brain Tumor Support Trust and also about your upcoming fundraiser. So, everyone, we're looking forward to you providing that support to them. So that's all we've got time for today. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.